I think perhaps the most important legacy of the moratorium movement isn't anything that the movement itself achieved in the field of stopping wars, but the new social movements that came after it, the women's movement, the gay rights movement, the prisoners' rights movement, all that which I guess is now known as identity politics. Activists in those areas really learned their trade, if you can call it a trade, from the moratorium movement, or from the anti-Vietnam War movement.